3. The Hemlock Falls Chamber of Commerce meetings had been held at the inn's conference room since Meg and Quill had opened for business. At the time, the inn was the only business in the village with room enough for all 24 members to sit down together. This wasn't true anymore. Tourists had discovered that upstate New York, with its vineyards, boutique distilleries, local food and craft stores, and amazing natural gorges, was one of the most beautiful places on Earth. And as the tourists came, so came the construction crews. The first building of note was the resort, a lavish hotel complex about a quarter mile downriver from the inn. La Bonne Goûte Culinary Academy followed some years later, and although its internationally acclaimed master chef had been murdered not long after its ornately carved doors opened to the public, the academy's cooking classes attracted even greater numbers of out-of-towners under Claire Sparrow's stewardship. So there was plenty of room to hold the chamber meeting elsewhere. But tradition was a matter of principle in the village, and not even Carol Ann Spinoza had the nerve to suggest a change in venue. Quill walked through the dining room to the reception foyer and turned left down the short hall to the conference room. The space had been a keeping room in the inn's distant past, but instead of barrels of flour, sacks of apples, and huge hams, the room now held a long refectory table with seating for 24. Whiteboards were fastened to the stone walls, and a long credenza held the coffee and tea services. It wasn't Quill's favorite space at the inn, but it served a very useful purpose. Quill tapped at the door as she opened it. As she'd thought, nobody noticed the tap, much less her belated entrance. The room was overcrowded, and at first glance it seemed as if everyone was yelling at everybody else. Quill propped the door open with a kick plate and took a moment to sort things.